Hello, everyone out there, my believer creators. This is Rob Malone welcome you to Believer Creator Radio, where it is my goal, my mission in life, my vision to have the most unprofessional podcast on the internet. So I have a question for you today, my believer creators. Are you ready to rumble? Hey, all right. I say this every time, but today I'm going to really focus to keep this thing under 10. Let's see if we can do it under 7. I've already wasted 46, 47 seconds, 48 and counting. Let's go. So today we're going to talk about why most small businesses fall for the big lie by marketing gurus. So in my own personal case, I could tell you that I have never had success with a marketing agency. Whether it was in a construction company, we tried so many different marketing agencies, PR agencies, advertising agencies. We just went through a ton of them, and we just never could get any results. And one of the big problems is that most marketing agencies tell you cannot measure marketing. Big, fat lie. Big fat lie. If anyone tells you you can't measure marketing, then why would I do it? Why would you put money into anything you couldn't measure? The problem is that they don't know how to quantify and measure their efforts. They're just hoping and praying that it's going to work. Or really what they're hoping and praying is that you are just so bedazzled by their efforts that you'll never try to run the numbers to see, are you getting any kind of return? It's absurd. We have this idea that marketing is somehow the more humorous it is, the flashier it is, the better the slogan, the catchphrase, the logo, that all this image, right? All this imagery, all this fancy words is going to create customers. It doesn't. It doesn't. This has been proven over and over time and time again. Think about yourself when you think about creative, catchy commercials and you try to remember what was the product, who was the manufacturer, okay? So I can tell you that we went through, I don't know how many different marketing agencies. And granted, marketing a commercial construction company is tough. It's like hitting a bullet with a bullet. But you know, they would come with all these proposals and stuff and we'd get suckered in and we spent hundreds of thousands of dollars in marketing and could never see any uptick in our sales, in our leads, nor could we track any kind of tangible effort. And it was really frustrating because we really bought into this lie that marketing is the secret. Marketing is the answer. Well, yes and no. Direct response marketing is the only marketing a small business should concern themselves with. Now, I'm not talking about branding. You need to establish a brand, and that's great, but you don't spend marketing dollars to enhance your brand. Basically, you establish a brand so it's consistent in your marketing. So when I talk about direct response marketing, what do I mean? I mean, it's something that is put out there that people actually respond to, right? So like a coupon is direct response marketing. You clip a coupon, you take it in a store, or I guess anymore, you put it on your phone, they scan it, boom, they can identify exactly how many coupons were redeemed. So they can see we spent $1,000 in promoting this coupon. We had, you know, 300 coupons turned in and they generated, you know, $10,000 in revenue. All right. As an example, if you don't have some kind of direct response measurement going, then yeah, you know, how can you measure it? How can you measure it if you don't have a direct response? A lot of times it's a code, right? Somebody will say, here's a discount code, or you'll be sure to ask for Joe or something. These are all ways that they are trying to measure how effective is their marketing, how effective is their advertising. And And the thing is like, you can waste, like we did, a lot of money. And so we got so frustrated. And so when I sold the construction company and I went in, and that was business to business, and I went into the hypnosis business, the great debacle, and I started my hypnosis center. So now I'm business to consumer. And I thought, aha, so this, the problem was, is that marketing engineers aren't good at doing business to business. So I was hiring, I went through again, a couple different marketing agencies, one public relation firm. And again, I'm not seeing results. I'm seeing very dismal results. I am getting back about $1 for every $7 I'm spending. That is a sure formula for catastrophe, for bankruptcy. Ooh, 547. Let's see if we can wrap this thing up. So the big lie is that you can't measure marketing. And if that comes out of the words of a marketer, just pass. Because you can measure marketing if you do direct response marketing. And it doesn't have to be coupons. There are a lot of different ways you could do it. One of the ways is that today with the internet, it is so trackable. Everything is so traceable with cookies and pixels and tracking codes and all this stuff that we know when someone goes on to a website, we can track that person to the point where they eventually opt in for something, give us their email address, give us their contact information, and we can directly start tracking how much we spent to get someone into the funnel. And then from there, once we got them into the process, right, now we need to see how much they spend. What's the return? What was the cost to get them into the process? And what is our return on dollar? And once I understood that, it's like, whoa, genius, breakthrough. So I thought, this is the deal. And so I started doing all kinds of direct response things, ads with promo codes and coupons and special discounts, special packages, right? And nothing worked. I'm like, I know the secret, but I'm still not getting any clients. And and I'm driving myself crazy. And then I ran across this thing called ClickFunnels and our marketing genius named Russell Brunson. And the clarity started coming that it's beyond that. The process is good. The process that I was doing was good. My message was wrong. My messaging was all wrong. And you have to have some kind of emotional connection. So I started telling my story, and defined, structured process in telling the story so that people could connect to you. And then once they could start connecting to me, and then I could, share different things on my journey, and I could share journeys of some of my clients and the success they had and the places where they started and where they ended, then I started getting response. And it's a whole process, and we don't have time to go into it all. But once I understood the messaging, once I got the process, then I understood the messaging, then it was a night and day difference. Then I started getting, a buck, instead of spending $7 and getting $1 back, I could spend $2 and get $1 back, right? And then it was like spend $1 and get $1 back. And the process, and then once you've captured information, then there's a next step to it. And that's the follow-up. And the follow-up is when you really start making the money. You want to try to break even and getting them into the process or close to it. Maybe you make a few bucks, but the follow-up is where the money comes. And so we're going to talk about that more in a future episode. We're at 8:47, almost 9 minutes. We're going to be under 10 minutes because I'm going to cut it off right now. Hey, thank you so much for taking the time and joining me. I know there's a lot of things you can do. And, I'm just so happy we spent this time together. Again, I hope this was very unprofessional, kooky, and crazy. This is Rob Malone signing off, saying go out, crush it, and carpe diem.